The next matter on the docket is case number 11616, an application of Continental Resources authorizing drilling, completing, and producing. Please proceed, Mr. Bader.
Mr. Examiner, I guess I've already introduced myself. We'll be calling the same three witnesses in this case, 11616, as we did in 11613. Identities and qualifications of those witnesses were set forth in case 11613. Lisa, Exhibit 1, tell us where it is.
Exhibit 1 is the general locator map for the increased density that we are requesting in sections 27 and 34 of 161 North, 95 West. The field outlines are shown in blue, and the location of the increased density we're requesting is outlined in red with a yellow highlight.
Exhibit 2?
Exhibit 2 is the land plat for those same two sections, showing where we have currently have the Arvid 134H producing, as well as the location of the Arvid number 2 well that we would like to drill. And we have a working interest of 50% in that well, along with our AMI of Sampson, Ray Reed, and Wheatland. We have the 93.5% working interest together.
No further questions. Any questions from staff for this witness? Please proceed with the next witness.
Okay, Larry Campbell. Larry, let's go to Exhibit 3.
Again, it's the top of the Bakken structure contour map with the subject increased density unit outlined in red, the type log well outlined in black triangle. The original well bore is in black, and the proposed well bore is in red.
Okay, Exhibit 4.
Which is the type log used, illustrating the targeted formation within the Middle Bakken.
And the well that's currently drilled, completed, and producing, that is a Middle Bakken well?
Three Forks.
It's a Three Forks well. But this increased density is a proposed Middle Bakken well?
Yes.
Okay. You said that with some hesitation.
No, okay. You're right.
Okay. No further questions.
Any questions from staff or this witness?
Larry, this is Todd Hoeger. Again, we plan to include the certified surveys in the record in this case for the Arvid 1-34H. Does Continental have any objection to that?
No.
Thank you.
Any further questions from staff? Please proceed with the next words. Ken, let's go to Exhibit 5. Tell us what that is.
Exhibit 5 is a directional well plot, which shows the number 1 well, where it was drilled, and the proposed number 2 well.
Okay, and Exhibit 6?
Exhibit 6 is a decline curve analysis of the Arvid 1-34. And there's a typo down on the heading where it says the 2-34, and it's actually the 134. And we expect to recover 281,000 barrels of oil and 154 million cubic feet of gas.
Exhibit 7?
Exhibit 7 shows the economics for the 134. It, like I said, we expect to recover 282,000 barrels and 154 million cubic feet. That gives us a rate of return of just under 12% and payout in 6.8 years.
And then Exhibit 8.
Exhibit 8 is the economics for the proposed well, which we expect to recover 321,000 barrels of oil and 353 million cubic feet based on surrounding production. And with those reserves, we expect to see a 31% rate of return and 2.5 year payout.
And it's your opinion that these are incremental reserves?
Yes.
Reserves that would otherwise not be recovered unless this application is granted?
Yes.
So the application will, if granted, prevent waste, protect rail rights, prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
No further questions. Offer Exhibits 1 through 8 in case 11616.
Exhibits 1 through 8 will be received into the record. Are there any questions for this witness from staff?
OK,
Ken, this is Todd Hoeger. Has Continental considered monitoring the Arvid 1-34 while drilling the 2-34 at any point?
We've considered it. We hadn't formed any plans at this point.
Thank you.
Ken, this is Bruce X. Are you selling your gas?
Sir?
Are you selling your gas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Ken, it looks like in this case you plan to parallel the existing well?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any further questions for this witness? Anything further, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
That concludes the hearing on case number 11610. 616. 616, I'm sorry. Concludes the hearing on case number 11616.